Welcome in North Platte City Council President Jim Nisley, also Ward 1 Representative. And Councilman, I'll have you pull that microphone right over at you there. Sorry. Got a little out of the way. Jim, how are you this morning?
Great. It's a beautiful morning, isn't it?
Isn't it nice to have this fall in the air?
39 degrees. It's getting close, isn't it?
It is.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
Now, Councilman Nisley, for those that are listening this morning and haven't heard you before, or maybe aren't in your ward and haven't had the chance to meet you, give us some background on yourself, please, sir.
I am pretty much a lifelong resident. I was raised in North Platte, Nebraska. I graduated high school here in 67, for those who want to count of ages. Went to the University of Nebraska 7 years, and practiced law here in North Platte for 40 years, and retired. And I love this community. I really enjoy the people, and it's been really a good experience serving on the city council.
One of the senior members of the council, too. I think you and Councilman Carmen are senior members at this point, right?
We are right now. I think Jim's a little bit more senior than me, but he deserves it. He's a great man.
Yeah, good working relationship that you have with him and all members of the council, really.
You know, it's a diverse group. You know, a lot of people say, well, you guys go behind doors and make agreements. There is a complete diversity of opinion, and believe me, we don't agree on everything, but I think generally on a lot of issues we can get consensus and go forward and do good things for the community.
And with the new council, too, even with some of the big topics that there's disagreements on, it's very respectfully done, and we've seen agreements to disagree, I guess you could say.
Absolutely. One of the people that have a lot of disagreements with is Ed Reeker, and he's a good friend of mine. So,
yeah.
You know, you can disagree, but that just keeps that's the way the country is. It's a healthy discussion, and I think we could do good things. You don't want everybody thinking the same way all the time, necessarily.
No, not at all. And for those that want to say that things are done behind closed doors and agreements are reached behind closed doors, if we grabbed everybody in there and asked what color the sky was, we wouldn't even be able to agree on something as simple as that with our council right now.
You go everywhere from red for sunset to blue to... No telling where it would go.
And that's the way that I like it, personally.
So. I do, too.
Now, Councilman Nisley, Ward 1 representative, can you tell us what Ward 1 encompasses for those listening?
Generally, Ward 1 encompasses essentially the southeastern part of North Platte, and up to about 5th or 6th Street, and then down to about roughly Vine Street, if I recall.
Councilman Nisley's Ward 1 counterpart is Donna Tryon, so if you saw her name on the ballot box this last election, Councilman Nisley is your representative as well in Ward 1. And Jim, you serve as the council president as well. How many terms have you been the council president, sir?
It's hard to add up. Three or four, I believe.
Okay.
It's an honor to do that. And, you know, it's, you know, I have one vote just like everybody else. I think my job is if somebody has a question about something, I try to direct them to the department head or to get an answer for them as far as, you know, the council representatives. So it's an honorary position. My last, honorary act I took was when our Mayor Brandon was at the football game, and they had a drawing at Mid Plains College, I think it was a week or so ago, for the vehicle.
Oh, sure.
And so I got to draw for the vehicle.
How awesome.
You know, it's a great thing.
And, well, this morning, too, Mayor Keller typically joins us the morning after the council meetings, and Brandon told me last week that he was going to be out of town, and I said, well, I think I'll reach out to Councilman Nisley and see if he wants to come on and recap the meeting with us as the president of the city council. So,
well, you know, it's hard to say no to Brandon. And, you know, he's at a league meeting. It's very important he go down there and meet other mayors from
his Nebraska. Mayoral duties are continuing this morning, even though he's not here in the city with us.
He's going to be pretty busy rest of the week for him.
Getting some windshield time, even.
Yeah, the interesting thing, too, is we had a relatively or very short meeting last night, and so I have to appear and talk about that. So, like, you may have to throw in a country western song or something here, but we'll get it done.
It was a relatively routine agenda, I guess you could say.
You know, there are times that we have a lot of controversy, and you know, very intense. People are very upset, and every now and then we have those meetings where there's administrative things that just need to be done. Last night it encompassed, I think, just generally there were appointments to the library board that needed to be done, and then we also have some interlocal agreements. And one of the interlocal agreements does concern the library is Lincoln County enters into an agreement with the city of North Platte that allows all residents of Lincoln County to come into the North Platte Library and use those services. So it's a benefit to the county residents, and it's a benefit to the city. It helps us fund the library.
And the county commissioners approved that, I believe, last month at their meeting, maybe the month before. And it's great to see the working relationship that you and your fellow elected officials in the city of North Platte have with our county elected officials.
You know, there's a lot of cooperation, and that's good, because what we can do is take care of some, make it efficient, keep the cost down for the taxpayers. And we provide services to the county, they provide services for us, and overall it's good for the public.
Yeah, it's a win-win. I think the rest of the nation could take some notes on how our politicians work together.
I wish they would follow that.
Councilman Nisley, what else on the agenda last night that was newsworthy, sir?
There was, just like I said, I'm trying to think, Tristan, without going to the minutes. You're talking to someone over 70. Mostly it was a library and the interlocal agreements. A part of it is, again, is like with regard to communications. I think part of it was, and it might have been with the city of North Platte provides some of the communication through the law enforcement and police for like cities like Gothenburg and Brady, and even outside of the county. And again, this is increases the overall efficiency of the government and keeps the cost down for the taxpayers.
I think it'd be safe to say there's a lot of general housekeeping items on the agenda last night, and everything passed unanimously, I would imagine.
Yes, it did.
Good.
And we need to have those meetings to get that done. Now, I can tell you in the future there's going to be some controversy coming up again, and we'll have to deal with that.
Yep, and I think our elected officials will grab that bull by the horns and do what they think is best for their constituents, respectfully.
You know, the one thing I can tell you, my heart, I try to do what's best for the city of North Platte. And I can't say we make all the right decisions, but we do it with the intent of trying to do what's best for North Platte.
And it's difficult too, Councilman. I've talked about this on the program before. It's a balancing act, because you're a Ward 1 representative, so you're representing the territory that we've talked about here on the program a little bit before, but you're also representing the city, so it's a balancing act. But I would say 99% of the time, what's good for Ward 1 is good for the city.
Yeah, I think that's true. Absolutely. You know, the one thing I could just make a comment on, I think one of the things as you look at is some of the streets in Ward 1, all the wards in North Platte. You know, that's one of the things we have to look at, I think, long term, is they need some work. You drive your vehicle over some of those streets, are getting a little bit rough. And hopefully
local mechanics might be out doing that on purpose.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of front-end work and maybe replace some tires.
Yeah.
But I think we have some long-term plans to get that going. And Lane does a great job.
Yes.
I mean, so I'm not being critical in any way about that. But, you know, there is a constant need. It's just like a home. You have to make constant repairs in the city, and it's important we keep that up to keep everything in good shape.
And Councilman Nisley, changing gears here a little bit, the mall property had their official groundbreaking ceremony last week, and very exciting news brewing over there, sir.
Boy, isn't that exciting. And you know, what we see is some investment in the community, Tristan. I think that's been lacking in the years past. But you have people that have confidence in North Platte, and you know, the kind of the sad part about it is outside money coming in. But the one thing is, there are people out there in Nebraska and other places who think that North Platte is worthy of investment, and they're investing money here. And that's going to be good for business. It's going to bring a lot of new business here, create jobs. That's what we want, a better community to live in and a great community for families.
Absolutely. Councilman, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
I really think that we are moving in a positive direction. I think the one thing to keep in mind is that, let's be positive about stuff. I think in the past sometimes we've been a little bit down on ourselves, but I think if we keep ourselves positive, it's self-fulfilling. We'll keep this thing going and make this a great place to live, as it's always been.
And we have a lot to be thankful for in our community, and a lot that's really come to light recently, too. The mall is a great example, but we were talking off the air about downtown. It's beautiful.
Downtown, isn't that something? And the one thing that people maybe don't realize is when they redid that downtown area, they did all the sewer, water, all the underground stuff, the gas lines and everything else. So that's going to be an improvement that will contribute to the city for years. And, having grown up in North Platte, I walk downtown, and it does bring back memories of a child, you know, going to the, in the summertime, going to the movies on Wednesday or something like that. And so it's great, and the signage and the way they've done that, it's very attractive. And
absolutely,
it's exciting to see people, the cars parked down there, and
yes,
vibrancy.
Yeah. Yep. It's good to struggle to find a parking spot downtown.
And that's good.
Yep, we like that.
That's
we like
right.
that. Councilman Nisley, we appreciate the work you do for our great city and appreciate you taking some time for us this morning, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Okay. More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick news break here on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.